Good morning, everybody. I'm Janet Gibson, president of Ecumenical Peace Institute. We've been here together. Would you raise your hand if you've been at this event before? A lot of hands. So welcome, welcome. I can see the sun is beginning to come over the distant mountains, and I think it's going to be a beautiful day today. You know, this event has been going on for more than 30 years, and of course we still have nuclear weapons, and we're still designing them, and you're going to hear a lot more about that a little bit later from Tri-Valley Cares in specific. Let me say, I want to make an apology. I have a copy of the program because I've been working, our committee has been working, but we have a big stack of them and they got left at home with this morning with somebody's home. So bear with us. We will let you know what's happening, but you won't get the program. When it comes to the responsive reading, there's a part for the people to say. And my daughter came for the first time. She's a school teacher. And in Alameda, they've never had Good Friday off because their vacation is the next week. But they're gonna. She had it today, so she's here. And she's going to read the people's part. So that's one announcement. The porta potties are back there, not too far this time. May I ask, Carolyn, where's Carolyn? Who's supposed to be at the table back there for...
Leslie Cody.
Is Leslie here?
If not, there's you can set up right here at the literature table.
Okay. All right, so... we have four Stations of the Cross, and I'll give you some directions for that at the close of the service as you're walking toward the gate. We'll say something about that. How many of you have ever committed our act of civil disobedience by kneeling at the gate or standing? It depends on how good your knees are. How many of you have done this before? So please take a look at people's hands, because if you wonder what it's all about and whether you should do it or not, you can talk with people in the audience or people at our tables up here. I don't see many young people. We do want to recommend that anybody who's under 18 not do it, because they take them to juvenile hall. So it's not a good idea. And also, if you are not a citizen or have a green card, it would not be a good idea to go through that process. And the last thing, if you have any warrants or citations, it's not a good idea, because they have their computers there and it will come up. So.
It's not only if you are not a citizen. I mean, it's not if you have a green card. Any type of arrest will put your immigration status in jeopardy. Unless you are a citizen of the United States, don't risk arrest. Si no son ciudadanos norteamericanos, por favor, no arriesguen el arresto, porque puede causar un problema muy grande de riesgo en su estatus migratorio. Gracias.
And the other thing is, at the closing, when I speak again to send you off on your walk up to the gate, I will give you a number. Most people have you have a friend who knows that you're going to be arrested, but we do have a lawyer who is our contact, and if anybody's concerned afterwards, I will give that number. So at the end, have a pen out. You can write it on your hand if you don't have a piece of paper, or call EPI. We can help you with that also. So with that, I do want to again welcome you all. And we're so grateful that you come and that we can share this in the work that we all do for world peace and for a just world. So, okay, we do want to invite you after after we go to the gate and the service is over there, about a half a mile down the next road, and there is a little map that do we have that map, Carol? We go to a church and have coffee and juice and breads and snacks and kind of discuss what you're doing in your lives and in your faith situations to carry on this work. By the way, we are so happy if anybody wants to get involved with EPI. You see my color of my hair. And I started doing this, it wasn't this color. And so we do need younger people. This is one of the few groups that does this type of thing. So if this is something you're interested in kind of an activism that lets your faith participate in the world, think about getting involved with us, coming to our meetings, and just let us know, because you're all welcome. So thank you again, and now we're going to turn it over to
Sarah.
There you go.